Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jamie, do you know that on my Pandora, I have the Detroit Grand Poobahs as like a favorite group? There's another version of this song, like it's like a funked up version.
I did not know that.
It's a funked up version, yes.
That is a funked up version.
This one isn't.
Speaking of funked up, joining us now is Bob Winowski.
He's going to be the new color analyst for the Tigers on Fox Sports Detroit.
New color analyst for the Tigers, and also just announced last night on the Bogey and Wojo show, now a member of the Channel 7 sports team.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's going to be Brad Galley, Justin Rose, and Wojo. He's going to get his hair all done up. He's going to get like just perfectly tailored suits, and he's going to be Mr. TV.
He's going to have the Woj head of the week.
Yeah. What's up, Woj?
No. You got that confused. It's the Bogey Kid is going to be on the Channel 7.
Oh, Bogey's going to be on Channel 7?
Yeah. Kind of shocking, I got to admit. I mean, of all the great accomplishments, you know, I sent Stoney off to a better career, and I sent Jamie off to a better career. And now I'm sending Bogey into TV. I don't know about this. I mean, obnoxious in one medium, radio is fine. Obnoxious in two, little concerning.
You've done it in three, though, because you write in the newspaper as well, and you've made quite a career out of that.
Quite an obnoxious career,
That's
I
what
agree.
I'm saying, yeah.
Spreading the obnoxiousness.
All right, Woj, I feel like we're at a point in this football season, and I turn to you as
Hold on, you are not going to football first. You cannot let me not comment on the hair.
Oh, okay. Go ahead. Sorry.
Okay. You missed two very obvious ones.
We're talking about what, all body hair teams or all just hair teams?
Hair. Detroit sports.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. The one you missed, I always thought a great head of hair, Placido Polanco. Okay.
No.
I think we're going to say George Blaha.
He had a great head. Not a great head of hair.
No. In all seriousness, two very obvious ones. He'll be wandering into your studio in about 20 minutes. Gator has great hair.
Gator?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
You know that Gator has great hair?
Okay, next.
All right. Great hair. Yeah.
Next, go ahead.
Ask him about it. And the most recognizable hair, I don't know if it's great or not, but easily the most recognizable hair in Detroit sports history besides Ben Wallace, Sparky Anderson.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, Sparky's good.
Yeah.
Sparky!
Okay.
His hair is, like, lighter than mine.
Legendary.
Yeah.
And there was also that one great day back in the late 90s where Stoney walked in with jet black hair. Do you remember that one?
Oh, yeah, I do, yeah.
Yeah.
He went for an early dip.
Not for me.
He claimed he had just gotten a haircut, but oddly enough, his ears were also black. It was very strange.
Yeah.
It was a good run. All right, can we now go to football?
Yes, be sure you ask Gator about his hair, though.
Okay, I will. All right, so the Lions. Dave Burkett had an article yesterday in the Detroit Free Press, not the Detroit News, where you write, about what exactly are we looking at here? And so I'll ask you, Woj, pretender or contender, and you can't say both.
Well, I'd probably say somewhere in between.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't say both. But no, I did read that article. He made good points. And
is it a pretender or a contender for a title? I mean, that's what I didn't understand.
Playoff contender.
Oh, okay.
Now, naturally, Stoney, don't take this the wrong way. You didn't really think it all the way through. Have you looked at, and I'm not saying they're a contender. I'm just saying it's not as preposterous as people think. Have you looked at the NFC lately?
Yeah, it's horrible. Go ahead.
There are 16 teams in the NFC. I know I counted them up.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly four of them have a winning record.
Yeah, we mentioned
four.
That on Monday.
So that means that the Lions technically are the fifth or sixth. There's the ties in there, too. So just by record, they're still in it. By schedule, which I don't play the schedule game. Who knows? Miami in 2 weeks might be really tough. But at least, theoretically, it wasn't as taxing as the first part was. So, logically, athletically, talent-wise, no, they're not contenders. But, looking at the landscape, you can't rule them out. Can you?
No, can but you? If you're going to, you know, push comes to shove, are they going to make the playoffs? My answer would be no.
Well, no, but making the playoffs is not the same as being a contender.
Okay. You're right.
Right?
You're right. They could be 7-9 and still be a contender because the NFC does blow. You're right. NFC East, all four teams have a negative point differential.
See, this is what I don't get, and this is why, and I'm going to do it one more time, and who knows, it might change back the rest of the season, but when everybody wants to play the schedule game before this is what we heard more than ever. Oh, my God, if you looked at the NFC, it's so tough. No way. Right?
Right. No, absolutely. The AFC was thought to be somehow the easier conference, and the Lions were thought to be well behind the Vikings and the Packers. The Bears, nobody even talked about the Bears. Granted,
right.
They made the Mac deal late in training camp. But see, here's the thing. Now, this Sunday, the Lions are on a bye. So if you watch our little Fox 2 show, we're going to do a bye week show where we essentially say, okay, what has to happen from here?
Mm-hmm.
And this is where I'm somewhat confounded. So I turn to you, Woj.
Oh, good.
If you're sitting down with Matt Patricia and Jim Bob Cooter and Matthew Stafford, you say, guys, here's what you got to do in the second half. The league is all about passing, right? The defensive rules are preposterous. It's essentially turned into touch football. 400-yard games are dropping like candy. And yet we really want the Lions to turn to Kerryon Johnson and say, here's the ball, big boy, go get it. So what are you to do? Because I almost feel like they need to kind of let Matthew Stafford unleashed, but at the same time, I feel like a total hypocrite by saying that because all we've been saying for 10 years of Matthew Stafford is get him a running game.
Well, you make a great point, Big Headed Kid. I got to give you credit.
Thank you.
Because they do have a great trio of receivers. And Stoney, if you want to put the qualifier on, go ahead. I think it's a great trio of receivers. They make all the tough catches. And it gets at any given day, it can be Jones or Tate or Galladay.
They're good. I'll give you that.
I'm going to go with great.
Okay.
Anyhow, but they're missing tight ends. And
yes.
So that limits it somewhat. But I guess I've somewhat altered it. No, they don't have to hand the ball to Kerryon Johnson 25 times. It can be more than 12, although he did get injured late in the game or in the fourth quarter, the other day against Green Bay. So, yeah, I mean, there has to be some sort of a balance, but I'm not going to stand and scream and say, give it to Kerryon Johnson 25 times. Unless he's ripping off 24-yard runs, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or unless he's playing the Lions' run defense.
Well, Sony, legally that's impossible.
I know.
In an actual game, I've checked on that. Otherwise, go for it.
And morally.
But you look at it all. You know, I was reading after the game, the New Orleans Saints. I don't know if you guys noticed, Drew Brees set some sort of a record Monday night. Did you guys do that?
Yeah. No, absolutely.
They stopped the game for like an hour and a half, and his entire extended family came out and hugged him. But after that game, I was reading, and everybody's up in arms, Alvin Kamara only had 9 carries. What are the Saints going to do? He only had 9 carries. They won like 72-4 or something, didn't they? Well, no, that wasn't the score.
Give or take.
Nobody's ever happy.
Well, no, it's not only nobody is ever happy. I do think it adjusts game to game based on what teams are doing, because I've said this, and it's one of my controversial takes that people don't get. I think the easiest thing to do in the NFL is play run defense. Because, listen, Stoney, because all you have to do is commit to it schematically. Now, the Lions under Patricia are not going to. He never has. He's willing to give up yards. He just drops guys back, plays discipline lanes, and tries to prevent the big play. But you can scheme it up and stop the run at any given time and make yourself vulnerable to the deep pass.
Right, or hope that teams are stupid like the Packers when they were running the ball down the Lions' throats early in the game, and all of a sudden they decided to pass the ball.
Right, and you're also, if your linebackers are dropping back into coverage to try to stop the mid-range things, okay. That's actually, in my mind, a wiser thing than 1,000,000,000% committing to stopping the run. That's my thought.
All right. Let's talk about college football then, Woj. Michigan is now entering the gauntlet.
The gauntlet.
Now, I heard you and Bogey say on your show last night that you're going to be starting to do some work for Channel 50, and that you think that Michigan needs to go 3-0 through the gauntlet, otherwise it will be viewed as a disappointment.
Well, I think so. By the way, when Bogey announced he was going to be on Channel 7, It's Channel 7 and Ish for me. Did you guys get that part?
Oh, no. I thought it was Circle 7, where 7 stands for news.
Oh, no, not in Detroit. Oh, God, no.
Oh, okay.
Be out in Detroit,
yeah.
Please.
No.
No, I wouldn't say. I do think it's fair now, at the risk of saying, oh, boy, but I'm not guaranteeing it. But it's pretty clear Wisconsin and Michigan State aren't nearly as good as we thought, and maybe not even Penn State. I think Michigan will probably be favored in all three. So, yeah, I think if you're a Michigan fan who thinks your team is anything, 3-0 or bust makes sense to me. I don't think you should be sitting here today and going, let's hope we go 2-1 and we're still in it. Really? Which loss are you readily accepting out of those three? Any of them? The two toughest ones are at home, right? Wisconsin and Penn State.
Yeah, definitely not accepting a Michigan State loss.
Well, Harbaugh is undefeated in East Lansing.
That's true.
I mean, technically.
Right. And he's 2-1 in games that didn't involve fluke plays, and he's 3-0 when weather wasn't a factor.
And he's 2-1 against Penn State.
There you go.
But, no, yeah, it's that gauntlet still, even though Wisconsin maybe looks a little, and Wisconsin's secondary is all beat up. But you know what? I did do a little research. Everybody wants to make fun of that Alex Hornibrook.
He's good when given time.
He's the quarterback at Wisconsin.
You did some research to find out the name of the starting quarterback?
No.
Oh, okay,
Pro Football Focus. They do all the little detailed, geeky analysis, and Hornibrook is the number one rated quarterback in the Big Ten. Number one ahead of Dwayne Haskins and Trey McSorley, based on whatever their number is, efficiency. Number four would be Shea Patterson.
But he's never faced a Don Brown defense.
JB, you make a great... But he faced that tough BYU defense.
Yeah, that's true.
He faced a Don Brown defense last year.
I meant this year, when he's currently the highest-rated quarterback in the Big Ten.
Okay.
All right, Woj, real quick, Wojnarowski. I hate to put Wojnarowski requests out there. The next TV broadcasting crew for the Detroit Tigers.
Oh!
They will be... Oh.
You know, I haven't seen... I saw Stoney floated some different name on Twitter yesterday. What was that one, Stoney?
Joe Block.
Oh, Joe Block.
Yeah.
Joe Block at Pittsburgh, right?
Yes. From Roseville, Michigan.
Stoney's a big fan of his work, even though he's never heard him do broadcasting.
Okay.
I just said I heard he's very good, and I've been made fun of.
No. We were just talking about who are guys you'd like to see maybe take over, and I figured we'd do guys people would have heard of, but Stoney mentioned Joe Block, so...
Matt Shepard and Kirk Gibson are the ones who have been doing it, and I think they do a very good job. It would be do you do that for the long term? Do you do it in an interim and look, or what?
Well, let me ask you real quick, since you did the long feature on Gibby about a month ago in the Detroit News, does Gibby want to, or is he able to do 162 games?
The way he's always said it is he's just going to do it, you know, almost day by day. Not day by day. He fulfilled all his commitments this year and even more when Rod Allen went away. But he has no idea. It's such an, you know, Parkinson's is such an unpredictable, I think.
Yeah.
Gov had a great name. You know, after he hits the walk-off World Series home run for his Milwaukee Brewers and retires, Curtis Granderson.
Ooh. Now, I have heard people float Torrey Hunter.
Ooh.
Now, but I think, doesn't he have a pretty big job? They'd really have to pay him quite a bit, I would think.
I don't know.
I would think so.
I mean, he's very glib, and I think people know who he is.
Oh, yeah. Right? No, he would probably command a pretty penny, I would think.
I'm not sure if his
job.
Hair is any good anymore. I really don't know.
No, he would not make the all-hair team. He's disqualified from the all-hair team.
Yeah.
All right, Woj, great talking to you as always. We will talk to you next Wednesday. Have a great show tonight. Big 35-minuter. We will see you next week.
Woo-hoo!
There he is. Wednesdays with Woj, 97.1 The Ticket.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.